Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like to dream. Yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, I drift in the night.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. So you can read, listen, ask questions, check out the Brain Trust, our approximately 2,000 members of our Brain Trust, which makes them the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And we got articles, archives of past interviews that I've done with those Brain Trust members. The articles that I've written or that they have written. My blog is there. The newsletter is there. Please subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You know how when you're getting ready, by late afternoon Sunday, you're already thinking, okay, you know, what have I got first thing tomorrow? What do I got going on? And I know you're checking your email for the first time, maybe for the weekend, and kind of seeing what's happening. That's the reason we're sending it to you on Sunday afternoon. So we're coming up on this would be our 12th anniversary. 12 years in this November of never missing an edition on Sunday afternoon. So check that out and subscribe to that. We'll send that to you for free. Let me tell you about a couple of things that I wanted to mention to you, and that's to remind you of this statistic. I've learned not long ago, I don't know what the numbers are right now, but I learned that the research shows that about half of small businesses do not have a website. I hope that number's wrong. I hope that since then that's gotten better, but I fear that it may not be. Because I do talk to small business owners, and I ask, that's one of the things I ask them when I talk to them. When I bump into small business owners, I say, do you have a website? And sometimes they don't. And I know that some of you are saying, well, yeah, but I've just got a little lifestyle business, as they call it. You know, it's a part-time thing, or it's a small shop. I got a little retail shop, or, you know, maybe even a grocery, a little 7-Eleven. I don't care. You know what, folks? I don't care what you do. I don't care how small you are. I don't care what you do. You have to give people the ability to find you online. You've got to have the ability for people to type in your name, Shirley's Knit Shop, Joe's Crab Shack, whatever it may be. Even if the only way people can buy from you is they walk in your front door, I don't care what it is. You've got to, when people type that in, they've got to be able to find you. And if you don't, if you're not indexed, and that's what you need to think about. You need to say, okay, I don't know if I need a website, but Blasingame says I need to be indexed. And that's exactly right. What I mean by that is when you have a website, when you have a web presence, you have the universal resource locator, URL, your website says Shirley's Knit Shop, Joe's Crab Shack, you know, when .com or .biz or whatever, when you got that and you've got some pages that identify that when you come to Shirley's shop, you know, you can find the best knitting advice, blah, blah, blah. All those things, all those keywords, folks, that's like candy to these electronic spiders that the search engine send out there. And, you know, I know you've heard over the years, and I know this is one of the reasons a lot of people get intimidated by the web. They say, well, I'm just this little bitty shop out here on this little bitty Main Street in this little bitty town, you know, little one town that only has one blinking yellow light in it, blah, blah, blah. You know, how can I possibly expect to be competitive, you know, with all these, you know, global companies, et cetera? You know what, folks? Forget about that. Today, it's all about local. It's all about your little neighborhood. Because somebody could be driving through town and you know, be visiting with somebody in your area and say, I sure would like to have some of those crabs, and I sure would like to be able to do some knitting, or I'd like to get my car fixed, or I'd like to buy a pizza or whatever. You know what they're going to do? They're going to type in pizza in whatever little town you're in, Dime Box, Texas. Pizza, Dime Box, Texas. There actually is a place like that in Texas, by the way. You know, they're going to type that in, pizza, Dime Box, Texas. Guess what? if you're indexed, if you got a pizza parlor in in Dimebox, Texas, guess what? They're going to find you. You know, all those big companies that that you're so intimidated by, they're not going to be there. If they're not, if they don't have a pizza place there, they won't show up. They won't even be on the page. But let's say they do. Let's say you guys, Joe's Pizza Place, and there's a big two or three pizza big national competitors. Guess what? You could be on top of theirs in that local search. More and more folks, people are putting into their searches the location. More and more, when you go to a page like that, Google's already, or the other search engines are already, they know where you are, and they're already helping you find those things. They're ready to go, but they can't find you if you're not indexed. And then once you have this website, you've got to have directions to your place. You got to tell people what you do. If you can have a few things in there about what customers have said about you, nice things customers have said about you, put that in there. And whatever you do, make sure that your phone is hot. Your phone number is hot, because more than likely they're searching for you on their smartphone. And when they find you on that index page, when they search for pizza in Dimebox, Texas, and they click and they open it up your page, then there needs to be a hot phone number. So when they touch that phone number, it dials the phone. That's what they want. They don't have to write that number down and then go do it again. Folks, you got to be indexed. You got to be available to the search engines so that people can find you. It's the web is not about global anymore. It's about local, and that's where you are, and that's why you need to be indexed. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.